fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation of Hearts Grants is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Grand Bahama News, Marcos Pizza, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, Popeyes, Ross Electric Motors, and Wendy's. Foundation.
I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath, scared to rock the boat and make a mess. So I said quietly, agreed politely. I guess that I forgot I had a choice. I let you push me past the breaking point. I stood for nothing, so I fell for everything. You held me down, but I got up, already brushing off the dust. You hear my voice, you hear that sound, like thunder gonna shake the ground. You held me down, but I got up. Get ready, 'cause I've had enough. I see.
Ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. I'm so happy to be in your company. We here, baby. Talk to me. I'm a few days out from what I believe to be a life-changing experience. This is going to be a little different today. I didn't schedule anyone for Small Business Thursday. I wanted to kind of get some laundry out and deal with some things before we kind of take off, right? And so that will be what we do today, right? But before I do anything, I am truly grateful to be in this space with you guys. And so I wanted to kind of talk to you like that. Make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. Christy, Gripson has the right to seek nomination. What is extremely peculiar for me, this is going to be a different Small Business Thursday, I might as well tell you. We're going to have enough time to talk about it when we go off to China to talk about Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday is going to be an opportunity to be able to talk about different business, both locally and internationally. There are persons calling me saying, Howard, I'd like to be on Small Business Thursday, even when you go across the street. So across the street for all of you who are not hip and not with it, right? All you old cats. It is China. So you know where we are, right? It's a beautiful day, ladies and gentlemen. Let's talk about these things. Pick up your Guardian newspaper. The information's in there. I feel like it's very peculiar. Yesterday was a hard day for a lot of people. It was an extremely hard day for a lot of people. I am so excited for tomorrow's show, God Spare Our Lives. I want you to hear these stories that I've been hearing. These things blew my mind. It's an amazing thing how like giants and almost angels can live amongst us. In their deeds, in their works, in their applications, ever so quietly, and after they kind of disappear and leave the scene, so many persons start to tell about, this is what this person did for me. Well, let me tell you this story. This is how he did it for me. And this is what he did for me. You know what I mean? Young, old, and the like. are all pouring in and being able to give me one story after another, because you know I'm heavy on the story. I'm heavy on the stories, right? And I kind of put some stuff out there for you guys to kind of, you know, I got a real cool machine that captures the audio. So you can call me anywhere you are in the world and I can capture your audio. I mean, not like them fellas who's be recording your conversation. This is very, this is professional stuff. This is professional stuff. This is no spy gear, right? This is professional stuff to be able to capture your audio, to find out, you know, it alleviates the fact that we have to meet in person. You don't have to, if I can call you on WhatsApp, I got you. Once you can hit a Wi-Fi, I got you. If I could call you on Zoom, I got you. However you want to be, even if I can call you direct, I got you. This, I mean, this is a great device what I got, right? I mean, I'm telling you, I'm excited about the thing. I got it in preparation to go to China. I did that, right? And so it captures the audio. It does a great deal like that. I was able to catch up maybe about 15, almost 20 different persons who've been calling me over the past 2 days, giving me small stories. I might as well tell you. The one person I said is going to be 3 to 5 minutes tops. I'm trying to be decent with everybody. 3 to 5 minutes tops. My good, decent friend, Paisuel Forbes. You know, he didn't go up at 7.5 minutes. I said, Paisuel, Paisuel, Paisuel. He said, well, how would you know? They already know. Right? You know? But it was really compelling, man. And you know, he has a way with words and being able to pull these things in there. So I'm excited for you guys to hear that tomorrow. He's going to be tuning in with us. Pick up the Nassau Guardian, like I said. You're going to be able to see it. Mitchell, former public figures must know when to move on. This is heavy. This is heavy. Atlantis wants previous site options to be considered for seaplane project. And father arrested after boy reportedly shot himself. This is crazy stuff, right? I want to do that. I want to be able to take the time out, especially during this time. I want to take the time out to kind of go to the one section that gives this, pulls our ego down and deflates it on a Thursday. That one section and segment of the newspaper that causes us to reflect upon our mortality and the fact that we know that we won't be here forever. The obituary section. In the obituary section, you can see Obadiah Wilscombe with his classic smile, that smile and posture that continues to be able to speak about the possibilities that exist far beyond, you know, our surface, our eyes, and like old people say, beyond your nose, right? He continues to be able to beam right here in the papers. I mean, he is here. I got a lot of calls to say that it is absolutely surreal. I agree with you. This is surreal. But if you're dealing with any level of this kind of a surreal nature in your own personal lives, you know what to do. We continue to mourn with you and open our hearts and lend a shoulder to all those persons during this time of their bereavement. And we pray that the Father continues to be able to watch over you, pour into you, strengthen you in preparation for those next steps of your life, right? In preparation with a very clear understanding that the life that was your brother, your father, your mother, your friend, your lover, in any way, shape, or form, the deposits that they've made in your life can contribute to this growth that is inevitable in yours. You're still here. You are still here in the land of the living and you have an opportunity. So while weeping may endure for a night, we look forward to the joy. This is you and I. We're talking. This is you and I. But if you're dealing with that and you're putting your loved one down for the very last time and you want to do so with style, grace, and this sort of pizzazz that encapsulate the life that was, make sure you reach out to my good, decent friends and family of our Butler's Funeral Homes and Crematorium. Butler's Funeral Homes and Crematorium will be more than happy to assist you in being able to carry out with passion, with style, with grace, the life that was during your time of bereavement and assist you with that time of grieving to be able to help you. They have all sorts of material and they're professional. They've been trained to do this. So reach out to them. They're my friends. Let them know Howard Grant sent you. Butler's Funeral Homes and Crematorium. Also, like we always do, and just kind of talk about it, there's a couple of persons I want you to kind of reach out to. One of those persons, as you continue to be able to pull open, I keep imagining you pulling open your fridge and closing it and opening it and closing it and hoping that something different happens in there. You need to stop it. You need to stop it. You can afford a $20 protein package. They have great meats over at Milo B. Butler & Son. Milo B. Butler & Son at Butlermont. Go and check him out. Tell Alan Butler that Howard Grant sent you. Anyone there, let them know the foundation sent you guys over there. Get a beautiful package. These are affordable packages that you know of. You know of, right? You can be able to get this and take care of your kids, do all these things like that right there on Blue Hill Road North, right there east of Wesley Methodist Church, right there on the right-hand side. You can be able to see that where my good cousin is selling peanuts right there. Every time I see him, my old cousin, what's happening with you? The hottest, freshest peanuts in Nassau. You need to stop it. I know a couple of y'all didn't. Come on, Howard, man, stop it. Listen, your peanuts cold. My cousin, peanuts hot. Praise God. So we always being able to stop there whenever we're on Blue Hill Road. And I want you to start to Milo B. Butler & Sons and be able to get that at Butler Mart. And they'll be able to assist you in those areas. And last but definitely not least, as you travail through the city, like I like to say to you, because I know you. I know you're riding dirty. As we travail through the city and through all the cuts and the crevices and sliding all where you can. Every time you see the police, you pull on the side of the road and open up your hood. You slap open your hood, right? And you watch your gallon of water, get ready, and looking inside the engine, trying to figure out what happened. Lies and deceit. There is nothing wrong with your car. You know that, but the police don't know that. You need to stop. Go down there to AFS Insurance Agents Brokers. They'd be more than happy to assist you get your car insured. It's affordable, man. Trust me. All this time we've been talking about this, you could have put $50 a week aside and get that thing done in by now. You'd have been done. I mean, license till next year this time. You ain't got to worry about that. Next step is getting you right tires on your car. All right? We can set you straight to be decent in this season, right? Go down to AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They'd be more than happy to assist you right there. Number 407 Blue Hill Road South, just east of the Golden Gate Shopping Center. They'd be more than happy to assist you. Tell my good friend Etheric Bowe that Howard Grant and the foundation sent you over there. You come for that little slack thing. Talk to me. Let's just be very clear about the thing. All right, so now we got all that stuff out of the way. Let's talk about this now. I want to be decent about this. I want to be decent about this. And it's peculiar how it happens. Oh, Lord. It's very peculiar how things happen. Now, we're going to have time for this. So today, like I said, I didn't invite anybody. I'm going to get some stuff out the way. First thing out the gate, let's be decent. And then on the second end, we can talk about what's in the news. First thing out the gate, today I created a post. I just want to kind of clear up everything before I go. On October 16th, we have committed, right, to assisting the baby girl. And I like to kind of label her the baby girl, right, our baby girl, who has been brutally ravaged. We did a show on her on August 11th. That show, I thought, it really changed the trajectory of how I see things socially, and not because I did the show. I got to be very clear and honest with you. It's not because I did the show. It's not because of anything I said. It was because your response. I might as well tell you. It was because of the community response to the show that I did. All of us moved in faith. Every single one of us. Everyone who moved, moved in faith, including myself. I ain't got to relive the story, but I wasn't supposed to be at PMH. In my decent mind, I wasn't supposed to be at PMH. I don't go to PMH. What are I doing here? And through it all, we find purpose in the steps. You try to assess whether or not you're a good person. Right? You try to assess whether or not you're a decent person, if you are in accordance to this divine will and in alignment to the purpose that you've been called to in life. You have gone through trials and tribulations. You sometimes are indifferent with the steps that you make in your conscious mind. In your conscious mind, you're indifferent with, I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have done that. And so you wrestle with this thing inside of yourself, trying to make a determination as to whether or not you're on the path for growth and development, on the path of purpose. Are you doing what you've been called to do in this life before your time is done? I think many of us, if not all, wrestle with the idea of fulfillment. Am I fulfilling that purpose that I've been called to? I have realized, as a rookie man, as a little boy, I think I got to be clear with you with that. I don't propose, or insinuate seniority. Not in the sphere and the sense that I know all the answers. I'm not the oracle. I don't know. I just don't know. I don't. But I am eager, patient, and willing to learn, and I identify through the principles that I adhere to, the foundational principles that I adhere to, I identify those elements in others, and I listen, I give them an ear. Yeah, because that's the fruits. The fruits, I should know them by their fruits. And so whilst we wrestle with this sort of an idea as to whether or not we're in the space that we've been called to, am I doing what I've been called to do? And then you hear a show like what I did on August 11th, and with whatever you had, to the baby girls who came inside and gave something, to the old ladies who stopped me, and gonna be the seasoned ladies who stopped me on the side of the road and been able to put something in my hand and say, this is for the baby girl. For all those persons who stopped me in church and stuffed something in my hand, for all those people who ran up here and put something in here, for those people who sent something to the bank account, for those people who went into the bank and put something on there, for those people who say, I ain't got no money, but I got one cake. I bake cake. I ain't got no money, but I do platters. The baby need platters. I ain't got no this. I ain't got no... For every single one of you, every one of you who moved, man, listen to me. That's an amazing thing. You changed my mind about humanity and the concept and idea as we struggle to find out whether or not, as I do this show, and I do my best to try to influence you through entertainment, through my perspective, through the analyzation and sort of the breaking down of what I see in the news. As a host, as a pundit, you have changed my perspective. And even those of you who called and lent prayers and said a soft prayer for the young girl, I don't know you. I don't know your prayers. But I know that what you have done through the foundation changed my life. I'm sure that it changed the baby girl's life. It changed the mother's life. And it changed the life of those pessimistic persons in our society. I don't want to say they lack faith, but they are those that pray to forgive my unbelief. Yeah, because you're consumed by this time. You're consumed by what you see. And we've not graduated to the concept and idea that says faith without works, or, you know, we walk by faith and not by sight. We're not necessarily graduated to that. We need to see the faith in action. You guys are absolutely amazing. Can I say that to you? I won't give you a little clap. Producer, give me a little clap. I had a little thing. My machine does this, by the way. I got a little clap thing I can push. Producer, give me a little clap for these people. Absolutely amazing. And I want to be able to say to you, thank you. Every single one of you, I want to thank for being able to contribute to the life of the baby girl and her mother. You are good and decent people, and I can say that you're good. I can say that. You don't say it. Let me say it. I can say that you're good because the steps of a good man, the proverbial man, not necessarily a man, male, the steps of a good man or woman, a human being, are ordered by God. This is my faith. I don't know what your faith is, but you moved. And then it says to me that he delighted in his ways. And so I have to assess myself. God, you mean all those missteps I made? And I know I shouldn't have stepped here that time. That was big problems for me, my God. I know I shouldn't have stepped here that time. Are you saying to me that all of this, this path of tribulation, peppered with tribulation, this path that provides me the up and the down, and I went through all sorts of little hills and valleys on this path, you delight in that? Because it fortifies our faith. It fortifies our faith. I thank you. I say all that to say October 16th is the baby girl's birthday. There are many of you who have committed to being able to do something nice for her. You want to do your cake, you want to do this, you want to do that. Someone made a commitment to be able to give her a day over at Bahama or Atlantis and all these things. Mr. Cartwright, all right? I won't call your names. Y'all tell me you don't call your names. Please, I won't call your names. You're decent. Some people say, no, Howard, don't call my name. I won't call your name. You guys are good. You are very good. And for every single one of you who I've had an opportunity to meet, I pray that the Father blesses you. I'm telling you, man. Your faith and what you believe in, I don't know. I'm not here to talk about those things. I'm only here to say, this is the convictions that I carry, and I want to give this to you. And I just pray longevity on your life. I just hope that you live long and prosper. I hope that your family continues to be able to expand and grow, that your children's children are blessed in the city and blessed in the field. I hope that's my hope for you. That's my hope for you. Because I listened to the show again this morning and I was absolutely blown away. One, by the fact that God used me in this particular capacity. Two, by the fact that you was allowed to be able to move, that you allowed God to use you to kind of make this contribution and this deposit in this baby girl life. You all are decent people. God bless you all. Byron, colleague from the Tiki Hut, called me first thing this morning. I don't think it was 8 o'clock yet because I put this thing out. I was working all night last night. And I can't sleep. I can't sleep. I'm excited about China. My wife keeps asking me, what happened? I'm good, baby dog. But my mind is just going 1,000 miles an hour. And Byron Cawley from the Tiki Hut. You know, we always do Tiki Fridays here on the foundation. Byron called me this morning and says, Howard, I want to commit the space for the baby girl. What does she need? Right? And I say, well, you know, she does need a location. He said, okay, well, we can do a location. We can do some wings. We can do some fritters. We can do the whole thing. And it's not an open party for everyone. It's still very intimate. We still wanted to be able to retain that kind of anonymity, that kind of the autonomy unto themselves, that secrecy, that huddle, because this is still a very traumatizing time for her. She's still going through a lot. What we can do is our part from a distance. And so Byron Cawley called me this morning and says that he's going to be able to do the little party for the baby girl. She's going to bring a few of her friends and family over whenever they decide that. I have someone who told me, Paul, please don't call my name, as a volunteer. She's calling and being able to set those things up. If you're in the space that you want to be able to give and help in those areas, I say to you, give me a call, 827-0111. I'm still here live and in full effect, all right? 827-0111. Send me a text, send me a voice note, give me a call, whatever you have to do, get to me, and so we can get this information. A lot of persons committed. I ain't got to call your name, amen? You're decent. We are part of a family. This is the Foundation family. When I come back, I can get some shirts with say Foundation family. Let's see if we can get it for $2 in China. I don't know. We can do our best, and I'd like you guys to come and support us. Those funds, whatever you give me towards that, will go towards this foundation of being able to give back to people. I think it's very important because since we've done that show, I have had many a person with an issue who have come and present themselves, and my heart continues to go out to the community. I cannot do this without you. I cannot. I cannot do this without you. It don't even make sense. All I am is the voice box behind the microphone, amplifying this issue that should hopefully reach the hearts of those who seek to give. And if it reaches you, you know how to be able to do that. I cannot do this without you. So I'm hoping that this touched you. I'm going to take this commercial break. We can talk about one more thing when we get back after this commercial break. And then we're going to get into some news and break down just what's going on in the papers on this Small Business Thursday right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Foundation. The Foundation.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
It's Whopper Wednesday every Wednesday at Burger King Nassau. Make your Wednesday sizzle and sink your teeth into a flame-grilled beef patty topped with tomatoes, fresh-cut lettuce, mayo, pickles, ketchup, and sliced onions, all on a toasted sesame seed bun with fries for only $5.95. Including VAT. This Whopper Wednesday, grab a friend and head down to your favorite BK Nassau location for a flame-grilled Whopper made your way with crisp fries for only $5.95. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
At Wendy's, we are different.
We don't just use beef.
It's fresh, never frozen.
Our burgers are square because we never cut corners.
Served hot off the grill with fresh lettuce, tomatoes, onions, and American cheese.
We believe in fast food done right.
Always serving fresh, never frozen beef.
Order a hot, juicy Dave single, double, or triple.
Made with fresh, never frozen beef.
Now only at Wendy's. Different inside and out.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
Foundation. Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. Foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, on this absolutely gorgeous Thursday afternoon for all of those persons in the state of bereavement, mourning with the sackcloth and ashes as our loved one, our community loved one, our champion of the people. In many instances, I heard persons be able to describe Obi in many, many a fashion. And I just pray that during your time of bereavement, that you recognize that his life and contribution was more than just for his edification. It was for us, for all of us who've stayed behind to understand our contribution should not be selfish. That we should contribute to life, love, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Did I get Americanized the thing? It was too much. But definitely pouring into our community for national growth and development, understanding our portion. I think that that's what it is. I think that this introspection places us in the position of understanding that we have to give more. We have to do more, and we have to be more. Not for ourselves, but for the community. If we want to be able to contrast our current position with yesteryear, I think the concept of the good old days stand strong. Because yesteryear, for me, through history, has always been a time where community had to find its own strength. They had to find strength amongst themselves. They didn't have the necessary, the banker. And if they did have the banker, it was about the relationship, not the accessibility. It was about the relationship that gave them access. Not just necessarily because of your money. I think capitalism has destroyed our society. While a little is good, right? What grandma say, a little for the stomach's sake. Yeah, a little is good, right? This is how trying to feed us rum. A little for the stomach's sake. It's too much, grandma. Grandma, you need to stop, right? We're 12 years old. You need to stop, right? So I think it's a little for the stomach's sake. Capitalism is good. But I think we overindulged in it. I mean, come on. Just don't talk like that. So I want to be clear about these things and talk like this. I'm grateful for the opportunities that we're here for and here with. But we have to know that our time is not ours. We take nothing with us. It's appropriate to talk about these things. On Thursday, this weekend, we know that we're going to be putting the Honorable Obadiah Wolstrom down. And it's time for us to be able to do some introspection, to know that the next steps in our lives, in this year of our Jubilee, because we're still in the year of Jubilee. Talk to me till July next year. And don't sleep, baby. We out here in Jubilee. And we can get all that is ours. All that is ours. Trust me. We're going to get there. You have to be very conscious, with your space and place to get to the objective that you've been called to. Maybe decent. Start it off like that. The second thing I wanted to talk to you today about before we get into news and dissecting why the former prime minister is in the newspaper talking about Shane Gibson. The very second thing that we want to get into is this China trip. I am going to China. I am. I'm excited about it. I think I'm a little bit too excited. I try to pull it back. I'm excited. I tell you, I dream about the thing, all these things like that. It's crazy, right? I'm anticipating. I got a couple of calls. Denisio Diagola, and he and I spoke. And he says, boy, you're going to be freaking out when you see all those people. You can say, look at the people. That's what he says to me. He says, how are you going to say, look at the people? I say, you think there's a rally or something like that? You're doing too much, Denisio, right? He said, how does some people can see? I said, whoa, right? He was supposed to do a recording. I couldn't get him. He's not here. He's shouting. So hopefully I can get him today, and then I can do the recording, and you can be able to hear that, because his relationship stems from his position in tourism. Also, when you hear from Nico Grant, that thing made me laugh, right? Diana Swan's story is very strong. And I got something from Fred Mitchell also. Brandon McCartney hit me up. My good cousin Leon Williams hit me up. I got some friends and family from West Grand Bahama hit me up. There's a lot of people out there that want to give me 3 to 5 minutes. Please do not fight me. If you want to give me 3 to 5 minutes, I could extend this time for you. My producer told me he could fix some things in a particular manner. Call me 827-0111, 827-0111, so I can record it for you, or find a quiet space. Listen to me. Listen, guys. Listen to me. Decently. Somebody sent me 12 and a half minutes today. 12 and a half minutes of a tribute. My God. 12 and a half. I just being decent. I'm not going to call no names. Amen. You whistle, I will point. 12 and a half minutes of a tribute to Obadiah Wilson. I had to fight Paiswell for giving me 7 minutes. I cannot use 12 and a half minutes. I want to make the entire show about Obadiah Wilson, and so I want to be able to play different tributes. Please, if you can be as decent as I know that you are, to give me 3 minutes in a very quiet space with no echo, go and talk to your WhatsApp, set into 827-0111. Articulate your words. Put the phone close to your mouth. I don't want to hear any reverberations or I won't be able to use it. Send it to 827-0111. Send your name, and at the beginning of it, all you have to do is say, my name is Howard Grant. I'm a radio talk show host, worked at ZNS some time ago. I met O.B. Bushcomb, blah, 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 blah. Do your story, give the body of the information, and then provide me with a punctuation. That punctuation should be, rest in peace, O.B., condolences to the family. We're still, however you want to punctuate it. But make sure you have an opening with who you are, the body, and a closing. Send that to me. Do not go over 3 minutes. I know you guys can do that. You don't have to. I don't have to call you to do that. Send it to me, 827-0111. You don't want me playing all these tributes tomorrow and you're not in the mix. Please. No one will know that you sent me a voice note. I'm not going to make a big stink about, oh, you said, no. Send me the voice note. I'm going to put you into the lineup. Let's make the thing happen, okay? So you got the numbers. You got all the information. We're talking about China. I'm going to be going to China next week. God spare our life. I want you guys to contribute. If you want to be able to support us going to China, there is reciprocity here. This is what Small Business Thursday is all about. There is reciprocity. There is equality here. You give and take simultaneously. I give and take. There is mutuality. There's kind of a mutual respect and understanding. So what that means is that once you support us here at the foundation, we can give you the advertisement to reach the thousands and thousands of people that we speak to every day. And there hasn't been one person that sat with us on Small Business Thursday that did not get their monies back almost instantaneously. The small, very small, the nominal contribution that you make to be able to just kind of sit in this space, because it ain't a free space, just to sit in this space, as soon as we talk about the history and concept of where your business has come from, how you're blooming, where you're located, and all these particular things. And whenever I get involved, that's a whole different story. As soon as we do that, your commercial reaches those persons. I'm telling you, man. I tell you, the boy got a green thumb in this thing. Let's do it. Please, if you want to be a part of that, I just got a call 2 seconds before I ran inside here to be able to set this thing up. If you want to contribute and you want to be a part of this thing for the course of time that we're in China, please give me a call. I can send you the package breakdown. You could be one of the sponsors, the heavy sponsors, because I got a big package for you guys. If you want to be a heavy sponsor in those areas, my Small Business Thursday is powered by, or this China trip is powered, however you want to do this. We can set this up for you, but you got to give me a call. All right, 827-0111. I hate to do this kind of a sales pitch on air. It feels kind of, I don't want to make it seem cheap, but I want you to know that this means a lot to me. It really means a lot to me. I got to let you know this. You know, cheap trip. Dwight Deming ain't cut no check and say, Howard, go to China. Trust me. I can't even get away, man. There's Howard, go to China. Here, take this. No. No, this is the foundation pursuing information and seeking to expand from this space into the world. I want to take you with me because I care, but I want to take you with me. And I want to do the shows live and in full effect. And I believe if you're getting edified, if you're growing and you're enjoying the show, I want you to be able to contribute in one way or the other. So hit me up, 827-0111. All right. So that's that. That's the two things out of the way, and we're done with that, all right? Before we go to the commercial break, I want to be able to preface this with something. You know, I know y'all love Ferry Christie, but you love him. I love him. I think he is one of the most engaging prime ministers that we've had. I think he is, he's a rebel rouser. He's really been able to get our spirits in tune and get us excited about the possibility. And I believe that's why people identify him as possibly one of the prime ministers that didn't do as well as he could, right? He's like the third best out of the four, out of the 5A, third best. Let's do that. We haven't placed current prime minister just yet, so he's still in the column. He's in the margin at this particular time. Not just yet. We haven't kind of shuffled him over into a specific column, yay or nay, just yet. But as it stands, Perry Christie is number three. So as much as you love him, I think we got to take a couple of things into consideration. The prime minister's hair, the former prime minister's hair, is no longer burgundy. Is this burgundy? I think it's burgundy. It is white, like a fox, like a silver fox. Okay? He looks great, and he's aged graciously, with grace. Please, when you're using the picture, identify the right. Identify the right picture. That's one. That's just one. Secondly, something is up. Something is up. Whenever Dwayne Sand comes forward with a proposed position to be able to see himself move significantly within the political era or arena, we see Hubert Ingraham in one way or another. Not that the media houses look for him. We see Hubert Ingraham. Because this is his guy. He supports him. And he's not afraid. He's not going to back down from that. When we saw Shane Gibson go through whatever he was going through in the interim of those tribulations, I'm not talking about way back in the day with the allegations of, do you like my body? You remember? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about after the party decided to be able to separate themselves, even just for a small stint, just a little stint, from Shane Gibson, Perry Christie pulled him close to ensure that he would be the person that everyone goes through for the convention this time. So it said something significant to me, that this is Perry Christie's guy, former Prime Minister Perry Christie's guy. This is his guy. And so it's not far-fetched to see that Shane Gibson will find significant support from Perry Christie. It's not far-fetched. I want to talk about that a little bit more, but we got to be as decent as possible. Let me take this commercial break, get to news, and then be right back after this.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. Foundation. Foundation.
At Bronze Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them 242-356-0249.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
At Wendy's, we are different. We don't just use beef. It's fresh, never frozen. Our burgers are square because we never cut corners. Served hot off the grill with fresh lettuce, tomatoes, onions, and American cheese. We believe in fast food done right. Always serving fresh, never frozen beef. Order a hot, juicy Dave single, double, or triple. Made with fresh, never frozen beef. Now only at Wendy's. Different inside and out.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back live and in full effect on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. The Foundation, Small Business Thursday, with a little twist today. It's not so much small business, but really preparing ourselves and doing all the laundry before we kind of make that move. Give me a call, 323-622-325-4316. 325-4259, anywhere for the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Lines are wide open. Be a part of the thing. Talk to me. Telephone caller on the line. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Yes, how are you?
I'm good.
Yes, what I want to say, I see people calling and bashing Shane Gibson. Let me tell you.
Okay.
I live in Golden Gate.
Yes, ma'am.
Shane Gibson was one of the best representatives we had.
Yes, ma'am.
He was something like Obie. Mm-hmm. You could go to him, and you could talk with him. He'd never pass you by.
Mm-hmm.
And Shane Gibson was good in housing. He had his place with his headquarters, mm-hmm. where he had young people in the afternoon
mm-hmm.
go and learn a computer, and he paid teachers,
mm-hmm.
retired teachers, to teach those children their homework.
Mm-hmm.
They only got rid of Shane Gibson because they wanted to get rid of the PLP.
Mm-hmm.
Tell the people stop bashing Shane Gibson. Mm-hmm. He is a good man, and if he was to go in Freeport,
mm-hmm.
he would fight for those people.
Mm-hmm.
You could go up to Shane Gibson and ask, talk with him. He'd never walk away from you.
Mm-hmm.
You call him, he would answer your call.
Mm-hmm.
He was something like Obie. Obie had a hard time
mm-hmm.
for the PLP to ratify him to run. And the people in Freeport should think they need someone to fight for them. And I'm telling you, he was a good man in Golden Gate.
I like you.
And they would do well. I'm not sure he'd been in politics before, but he's a seasoned politician who would fight for those people.
I like
And
you.
I only want to say this. They saying the wrong things, and you must say the right things. When you get a good representative,
mm-hmm.
you say yes, he's a good representative.
Mm-hmm.
You don't talk bad about people like that when they're good to you.
But if he lousy,
he never passed you by.
If he lousy, you should say also.
Hmm?
If they lousy, you should say also. Talk to me.
Yes, yeah, they lousy, you say they lousy.
But Shane ain't lousy.
You talk the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you something. Obie had a hard time.
Yes, ma'am.
Being ratified around this last time.
Mm-hmm.
And although he was a good man, they gave him a hard time in the PLP. Didn't want to ratify him to run.
I want to ask you some questions. Don't go nowhere. You can stay
mm-hmm.
right here 2 seconds with me. Because I like you. You remind me, this voice sounds like the paternity voice. You sound like Grammy Dem. I love it. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
You sound strong. So tell me this. Are you a stalwart council member?
No.
None of that.
I am talking as being, I live in his constituency.
Okay.
And I know the man.
Mm-hmm.
See, when you call up these people, they don't want to even answer your call. If you meet them somewhere, you go to the house and they try to shun you.
Mm-hmm.
Shane Gibson was not that type of person.
Mm-hmm.
And all those things that were said about Shane Gibson and Nicole Smith, let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
They said he was having sex with her in the hospital.
Jesus.
That woman just had a cesarean.
Mama, you need to stop it.
She had a cesarean.
You're getting wild.
Sex with her.
Mama, you're getting wild. You're doing too much today on the People Radio. We ain't got to get into allegations. Oi. But I like her. I like Mama. She take me, on a quick. You take me on a little detour. Back on the road. Let's get back on the road. You can catch a nail in your tire if you go off road. Like, this is too much. Guys, the lines are wide open. I want you to be a part of the conversation. I like that though. I like that, and I ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't gonna say this to you. I can just be very clear with you. I don't feel like that was a design call, right? I don't feel like that was, make this call for me. I don't feel like that was that. What I do feel like is that none of us understand the depth and complexity, the intricacy of Shane Gibson's campaign. The thing is absolutely bananas. Can I say that? Can I say that? None of us have a very clear understanding. Ricardo Grant or whoever they ratify need to have a deeper understanding of what you're going up against. Let's be very clear about this. This ain't Goliath. This ain't a David and Goliath story. Everybody want to call out David and Goliath and how God can be this and that. The first thing, I just have to get preachy with y'all. You need to get clear with me. The first thing that caused David to make a step was faith. Let's be clear about this. When David stepped out and saw this injustice against the people of God, he stepped in faith and said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? My God, we can kill him today. And his brothers say, now watch out now, he's a man of war. And the first thing that Saul did, say, well, if you want to kill yourself, go ahead, brother. I can let you do that, but you know, why don't you put on this kind of an armor? But he couldn't flex and move the way that he knew in his faith with the armor that you gave him. This ain't no David and Goliath story. This ain't no pick up a smooth rock. This is strategy, baby. Because I know the Saxons, the Valley Boys, the Roots, one family, all is pray to God. And even when Usher stepped on the stage, he said, I want to give all praise and due to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Come on, man. Everybody bringing Jesus in the car. So don't try to call one David or Goliath. This is two men. One fortified with strategy and relationship. One fortified in faith. We're going to see how this thing can break out. Let me take the next telephone call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Help me, Howard.
Just me.
That's me, too. Listen, this is the GNN. Listen. If them and people can't see now, I don't know what's wrong with us, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's wrong with us, man. We're so stuck on this red and yellow foolishness. Mm-hmm. We can't see the forest or the tree. Mm-hmm. If y'all or the Bahamian people can't see, there are two distinct factions in the Progressive Liberal Party by now, then all us blind. Mm-hmm. Before Christie demitted office, him and Brave Davis wasn't on the same accord, you know. Mm-hmm. They were basically, remember the LOI? When them two was basically in opposition, no Brave, you tell, because you was the minister, no Barry, you tell, whatever. Can't you see?
Brave is the minister of work, huh? and his parliamentary secretary was Reverend Bells.
Listen, you remember how they did Miss Marguerite Pendant the other day to the grave of Celine and Oscar Pendant?
I won't get deep into these things.
Davis but and Fred Mitchell, that?
I won't get deep into it.
That's obvious. You remember how they did? I'm the Pendant girl who wanted to run in South Andres. That's obviously...
You mean Percival or the Pendant girl? I mean, let's be very clear about what's going on
the
here.
The Pendant, the daughter.
I understand what you're saying. But before that, my good, decent friend, Percival was out in the cold. Talk to me.
Listen to me.
Okay, here,
me obvious, what I'm trying to say is there's an obvious rift with a Christie crew and a Brave crew. Because look how the Christie crew is like Sheen, Gibson, and all that, who definitely ain't my favorite cup of tea. Getting through over the Brave Davis crew. Come on, Behemoth. It is obvious. Obi is a Christie boy. Sheen is a Christie boy. Look how Davis treating all the Christie people. You understand, and Mama? Yes. And I always say this. I call it a spade a spade.
Hold on.
Sheen is a very good person with Sheen in the union and stuff like that. But there is a flip side to Sheen. You might as well call it too scandal-ridden. And if you want me called up to 10 scandals, I can do it.
We ain't going to do that. You're going to be decent like Mama. You need to stop it right now. I say, listen to me. Should I even open these lines today? Is it okay? Y'all can get Howard sued? Then I got to be before the magistrate and stand before her and say, yes, your worship. You need to stop it. In the spirit of decency and order right now, loose. Loose me today. Loose me today. We're going to be decent today, all right? So the lines are wide open. I want you guys to be a part of 323-6232, 325-431-59, anywhere from the Family Violence 242-300, 572-422-4796. With clarity, with clarity. Let's just be very clear about this. We know that there are two FNMs, two PLPs, maybe more than two FNMs by now. But it always boils down to fractions within the organization. The PLP has done its part in trying to be able to keep its skirt from hanging outside of the car door in the rain. They've done its part. They've done their best. They keep, hey, you make sure, but you know, you slip long. My God. They slip long. Sometimes you come on the car and you only meet mud on the thing. I thought I. The PLP has done its part with consciously trying to be able to avoid and prevent certain things. But when there is a demission of office, when they demit office, when Perry Christie was transitioning out and Brave Davis was eyed as the next candidate. Yeah, we also heard that there were factions within the organization who sought to be able to ascend to this position. And realistically, if we're going to be very clear about this, realistically, if there is any transition in the organization, at this point, financial wherewithal, strength, the party knowing that this person that they can rely on, realistically, Shane Gibson would be the guy. Yeah, because in the same spirit that they spoke of Brave Davis is the way that they speak about Shane. Look, okay, you want to get something done? You go to Shane. You needed something? You go to Shane. Talk to me. And that's how you start this thing. This campaign don't start when people decide to transition. This campaign don't start when you see people hair getting gray and you say, oh my God, they're getting old. Maybe it's time for me to get in there. This campaign start from day one. Start from day one with relationships. When people come to you quietly, you'd make a determination whether or not they are going to build a significant influence that can help you in the future. And you help them now. These fellas got to pay it forward. Who else you would look at other than Shane Gibson? I'm talking about transitionally now. I'm not talking about now. Brave Davis is the man now. I'm talking about transitional. Let's take a next telephone call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Howard.
Hello, my dear.
How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Listen, I wanted to say some of the same thing the gentleman said who called before me. Like he said, it's not that bad about Shane. You know, like you asked the lady, if they don't just talk the good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like something Chicago line you say. If you're a part of the government and the government do good and they're singing the praises, you're going to be up there. But when they there's something bad, you want to duck out and see and act as if you wasn't there. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Shane Gibson has his flaws. Speak it all.
Mm-hmm.
There's reasons why. And then, so in my view, why I wouldn't want to see him there. He just got a nice fat check from the government from which he sued.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, sit back and, you know, allow somebody else or teach somebody else what you know. And let somebody else take over mine. Please, allow for the younger ones to come up. I kind of in agreement with Fred Mitchell on this one. Allow somebody new to get in there.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm. I like it. I appreciate what you say, my dear. Thank you so very kindly for your contribution. Let's look at what Fred Mitchell said. Let's look in the papers. Fred Mitchell's in the papers this morning talking about these things. Mitchell says, let's see if you can be able to read a little taste of that. Make sure you pick up the Guardian newspaper. Progressive Liberal Party Chairman Fred Mitchell said yesterday it is important for the former public figures to recognize when it's time to move on. I find this peculiar. I love Fred. I should be very clear about this. I think that he is a statesman. And like everyone, they are. You want to be able to identify the light, but the dark is right there. Talk to me. Not that ain't my business. And the posture and position when he steps out. He does so with professionalism, proper posture, standing, and he presents himself well. He presents himself well. He, to me, is a monotone, really, let me see if I can fix this properly. He's a monotone, focused, scientific, strategic, and surgical Paisel Forbes. What do I mean by that? Fred know every Jesus body in Fox Hill. I don't care how you feel about him and what you may say about him behind his back. You know, if you have an issue in Fox Hill and you need someone to talk to, you go to Fred. You got Fred's number. You got a community center. You can't fight Fred, man. He is always maintain his posture and position in the organization. But Fred Mitchell is also is 70 years old. He has seen his 3 score and 10. And to start this off in this kind of a posture and position and not punctuated by the fact that I will be demitting office. Let's read the story. Mitchell did not name anyone in particular, but his comments came in the context of the jockeying that is being taken place behind the scenes, and then go to A3. For the LP nomination of West Grand Bahama and Bimini by the by-election. Right? And then it goes on and says, former cabinet minister Shane Gibson, who represented Golden Isles and New Providence constituency, has said to be that he would accept the nomination if it would be offered. But Mitchell has said only those previously considered for nomination. He said aspirants. Only those previously considered for nomination for West Grand Bahama and Bimini will be considered for the nomination. No, he said aspirants. Let's be very clear. He said aspirants. And then he says, when each candidate for the party has taken through the module of the candidates, then we've also explained that this is our branch leadership. The nature of the party, the nature of the public leadership, is it requires you to have a certain mental stability and the ability to hold your tongue and keep your own counsel. And this is what he said in a voice note. I agree with him. But let's be very clear about something. If this sort of a preamble about what needs to happen and how others need to be able to make consideration for another generation, in his posture and position, that should have been punctuated. Not just a preamble, there should be a punctuation of the fact that now we're in this course and position, I am grateful for this, to be able to get the party in line, in tune, in preparation for the next dispensation of leaders. I too, Fred Mitchell, will be stepping down as chairman, as member of parliament after the victory in 2006, in 26. This is me now. This is Howard. If you're going to have this kind of a strong language as a preamble, there needs to be a strong punctuation, almost an exclamation as to what your posture would be. Because you can't tell me, well, Howard, you know, you can't keep sweetheart, you know, and you got six wife. You need to stop. You can't tell me, well, Howard, you know, you're a big fella, you know, and all us fat. You need to stop. You're confusing me. Okay? So I'm only saying, if this preamble concept, which I tend to agree with, I ain't gonna fight you for it. I believe we do have to have peppered stability and experience within the cabinet of the Bahamas and within leadership in the country. But I do believe that there should be opportunities that are opening up for young persons. If you're going to make this kind of a strong concept at the forefront, you have to come behind and say, I too will be demitting office and stepping down after the victory 2006 and sitting in an advisory capacity to ensure that I can take care of the next dispensation of the PLP. Talk to me. That's just my concept. Next telephone call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Good morning, Mr. Howard.
Good morning, my brother. What's happening with you?
Could you help me, Howard?
I'm going to try.
Yeah, listen, you know, within the psyche of the Bahamian politicians, right? And firstly, I like to say that even within Islam, right? You know, the schism between the Sunni and the Shia, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, some were favorites of Muhammad. You know, they wanted him to be in power versus another general at the time. I can't remember his name. I would lie if I tell you, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there would always be faithfuls, right? But at home and abroad, it is apparent that narcissism is an integral part of politics. Maybe 9 out of 10 politicians may be narcissists.
Mm-hmm.
They have this self-absorbed battle for significance and against insignificance in their lives, right? So at the age of 70, well, I'm glad that Mr. Mitchell is deciding to retire and step down, because that would be a good thing to do. You know, you have to be able to humble yourself and withdraw yourself from politics to show your maturity. So, you know, Mr. Gibson, I don't know, I don't think he's as old as Mr. Mitchell, because, you know, I know the family, and I'm a friend of the family. Me and his brother was cool, the one who died, you know. So I know Shane is a performer, but what I'm saying is he should have a heart and be smart and depart. Now, what happens is he already gotten his lump sum, and we're not dumb, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I used to follow up. I read a lot. That's the problem. I followed up the case with the Hurricane Relief Funds, right? He's never given an account for the money. I last year it was 150-something. It was $150 million. He gave an account for about $50 or $60 million. So he didn't. And the fact that, you know, the thing is about politics, right? We know the way all the political structure is set up between the PLP and the FNM. They all look out for one another. So even in the criminal realm of things, even if the police don't find evidence or someone is not found guilty as we see, that don't mean they're not guilty.
Allegedly.
So swearing for people, them, right? To me, would be a good man who would disclose where he got his wealth from and would be able to document his wealth. Until then, like I said before over and over, this concept of good and corruption is these conversations are futile and meaningless, because they know the steps they need to take to show if they are not corrupted. This is not directed at anybody. And I'm not worried about who had sex with this one and that one because, you know, all of us will do the same. You understand? Sex is a human behavior. I'm not into those type of... you understand what I'm saying, Mr. Grant?
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm into is that your public life affects the public. So expect public input. You're not needed in politics as the only person can... If we have so many good politicians, why is the country in such a bad state? Why are not Bahamian people being empowered? There's nothing being put in place to empower people. Even on the global arena, Howard, the public is being fed misinformation and subterfuge about everything, from abortion to climate change to everything. The truth is not designed for the public because they know that the masses are ignorant. And that is what it is. In order to get people to conform, you cannot be given the truth. I don't know why well-read people can't spread this message. It is designed to keep the masses the way they are. And until then, until we realize that, I'm not disrespecting the elder lady. I don't get mixed up in politics. She could call and talk about this one good and this one good. Man, hold on. I go with the Bible. I don't know who good. Swear for yourself. Because what I'm saying is, Mr. Grant, at the end of the day, we see the nepotism and the curry favoritness, even as far as issuing of the money to the officers and all of the people who had lawsuit against the government. We saw how fast they were paid. When you have customer officers and other people saying they ain't get their pension, so what's their intention? We need to wake up. I can't paint no other picture how but reality.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is, just talk about corruption, give an account for what you have, because if I move out life the key now, what you think they can say, Howard, with this dreadlocks in my head? If I move out life the key right now, what you think they can say, Howard?
Where you get that from, me?
Yeah, so why you can't ask other people that? And another question, if the police officer is caught with drugs, cocaine, and keys of coke, what do they call him?
A criminal.
No, man. They don't call him no drug. They don't call him no criminal.
What they call him?
You know, you sweep it under the rug and that's it. And he's still on the... Man, come on, man. We live in a world where most people are lost. And humanity is down a dark path because of ignorance. And remember now, politicians and people, everybody thrives on ignorance. There's an ecosystem of ignorance. That's what makes the world go round, Mr. Grant. Give thanks.
I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. I think it's fair to say that we have to be transparent, but not naive. I think that's fair. I think it's fair to say that a great deal of us have heard the murmurs that exist within small spaces in this country that we travail every single day. We've heard the murmurs. You go to the laundromat, you sit down there, you're in nobody's business, you hear the murmurs. You pass certain persons in certain spaces, you hear the murmurs, right? If you sit down, the fellas can't even have a drink underneath the little, I see them sitting under the canap tree. No, I see some fellas sitting on a juju tree. You hear the murmurs. They're listening to talk radio, they're listening to news, and they have an objective, a view, an idea, a perspective on what's happening. And so I agree. If you put your name to the forefront in public, you have to be able to defend your actions thereof. And so this scrutiny is only a compilation of what has been seen through public lens over a course of time, over a period of time. And I don't want this to be allegations and finger pointing of who's good and who's bad. But this is the concept of how the people are going to vote. How will they vote? Will they vote with a concept and idea that you are another PLP? Or will they look at you with the eyes, the jaundice eyes, squinting to make a determination as to whether or not you are the guy that is going to be the proverbial savior for West Grand Bahama and Bimini? I think it's strong enough to say that. Telephone call on the line with us live. Go ahead. Calling on the line with us live. Go ahead. No? Guys, let me take this quick commercial break and be right back. After this,
The foundation. We'll be back right after this. The
foundation. If you test positive for dengue fever, you should follow your doctor's instructions. Get plenty of rest and stay hydrated. Keep yourself protected from mosquito bites by using mosquito nets, repellent, and wearing proper clothing. Use Panadol or Tylenol to control fever and pains. Do not take aspirin or ibuprofen. Monitor your symptoms and seek further medical help if they worsen. Call the Dengue Fever Hotline from Monday through Friday between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. at 802-1143 or 814-4015 for assistance. This message is brought to you by the Ministry of Health and Wellness.
Struggling to repay your loan? Let us help you get back on track with payment terms that suits your financial situation and improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Inquire about our restructured loans today. Call us at 356-7764.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
We've been with you from the very start.
Two, four, two.
Leading the way and providing you with the best in primetime sporting experiences. From one goal to the next, you can count on us for full access to the best sports channels at home or on the go. Make Rev your only choice. Visit Rev.bs. Every match, every game, every moment. Rev, your home for sports.
America completely run out of it.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
It's the Battle of the Bras, sponsored by Canoe, and you decide who wins. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so strap on your gloves and join the fight. It's easy. Just download the Canoe app, vote for Mammogram Access Program, the Grand Bahama Cancer Society, or Sister Sister, or go to the Battle of the Bra event page on Facebook and vote. Each vote is just $5. Polls open on October 2nd and close on October 26th. Vote as many times as you want. You can even vote for all three. It's the Battle of the Bra. The winner will be announced on Friday, October 27th at the Pink Lotus Affair at Blair House.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The foundation.
96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, live in full effect. The Foundation on this beautiful Thursday afternoon, Small Business Thursday, with a twist. This is a big twist. This is a contortion. This is too much of a twist, right? So what we're talking about is just national issues. I think charged in everybody's minds and spirits is the concept and idea of who the PLP or the, more specifically, the PLP, not necessarily the FNM. I almost feel like, is there this concept that exists subconsciously to say, well, the PLP can win that. The PLP can win that anyhow, right? Is that what you're saying? Is that what you have in your head? Right? You reject the idea and the rhythm that existed and the fact that Pekisha Parker and David Wallace and others actually won this seat. You reject that. And you say, this is a PLP seat. So you feel like the PLP can get this. But they just, you're now only concerned about which PLP. And so now you scrutinize the forerunner or the lead, the person who's leading in the pack, who is Shane Gibson. And the big gun's coming out. So we're seeing former Prime Minister Perry Christie during the time of bereavement take an opportunity to make a beeline and have a conversation about his good, decent friend and colleague, the one who supported him throughout thick and thin during his tenure, the one that he can trust, the one that his, that's my horse. I got to be able to speak on behalf of my boy, right? Because now he's at the forefront. And if I am going to be any level of mischievous in this space to talk about speculations and concepts and ideas and possibilities, I dare say that Shane Gibson is finding himself trying to slip to climb that same greasy pole, the proverbial pole, that Obi Wilchcombe was successful in climbing. Obi Wilchcombe had the support of those men and women, more specifically women, and West Grand Bahama and Bimini that came out and came out in significant numbers. We see the exact same course taking place in the PLP with Shane Gibson. Lines are wide open. Be a part of the conversation with these last few minutes. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere for the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720, or hit me at 422-4796. Calling on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Howard Grant.
What's happening, my brother?
Everything cool. I heard you said something about Bishop Reno Smith in the latter part of your show and yesterday of him and the other Smith man and some family.
Which Smith? You mean Kingsley?
Yeah.
I know Reno Smith and I know
his
wife.
Yeah, I know Reno Smith better than you, though.
No,
Him and Kingsley Smith is no family at all. Him and Shane Gibson is family.
Reno Smith?
Yes. They Reno Smith mother, which is my mother, Inez Ferguson.
Really?
And Shane Gibson father, King Eric. They're all from Auckland.
Really? See, I didn't know where Reno Smith came from. But I knew him
from
for
Nassau,
years.
Down there, but he is originally from Auckland.
Yeah, he's my guy.
Okay. Now let me tell you, Vincent and Bimini has a good chance to be in the hand of the right man, Shane Gibson. One love. Trust me.
I see what you did there. I like it. I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Thank you so very kindly for being able to put that there like that. I can't dispute this, you know. I can't. It's my home, but I'm not home. I'm not in 8 Mile Rock. I don't get to hit the ground and say who I think should be the proposed candidate. I'm not there. I'm only here as a visual participant. I'm only looking in. I only could hear from those persons who have proximity to this decision that's going to be happening. I told you at the inception of the possibility of what's happening, FNMs would call me and say, I don't think that the FNM should put anybody in this seat. That's what the FNMs called me and said. And then a few days pass and they say, it'll be the wrong thing to show Michael Pinter. This indecisive nature of what to possibly do with this seat is going to lead to the demise and the political destruction of anyone who puts their foot forward for the Free National Movement. Ewing, this is just how I feel. I'm sorry. And you can prove me wrong, because all I am out here is saying, and David steps up to Goliath. Oh my God. Is that a smooth rock from the bay? That's all I'm saying. I'm only a commentator. I'm not here. I ain't gonna skin the game. And as someone who's just making observation, I'm saying this looks like it's going to be a significant defeat. So much so, it could crush the possibility of being able to step into the race in 2026 if you don't find the victory that you're looking for. And then you could solidify, Pekisha Parker could solidify the fact that, well, you shouldn't have dismissed me, eh? You see what you get now. This could be tumultuous. It could be. And as David steps up, he shakes off. Oh my God, what is he doing? That's all we're doing here. The question is, what's going to happen? And I think all of us wait with bated breath. Lines are wide open. Telephone call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, good day. What's saying, Howard?
All is well. What's happening?
Let me ask a question.
Go ahead.
These people really want change in this country or not?
No.
The reason why I ask that is, a lot of those fellas are here calling on this radio, bashing the PLP and bashing the FNM, but now they're pushing for the PLP to get back in. What could change?
That
makes sense, man. Like I listen to them over and over. This is the first time I call it. I had to call.
I appreciate it.
You know what I mean? Because mommy needs some change. Whoever it may be, but it can't be none of them.
Show the change on the table. Talk to me.
Because if they ain't going to do nothing from all this time, when they put another one back in there, they got to go by the same ideology and the same thing.
Show the change
on
the table.
And they got to do what the party say.
Show your five cents.
What change the person can make? Let's face it, man. All them joking.
So who is your horse in the race? Show your five cents on the table.
I ain't got no horse. I just said. We got to change this country from the bottom out, man. We got to dig up the roof. Mm-hmm. This tree with a too big.
My
we
God.
Need to dig that up with a tractor, man. Have a good day.
We need to get a tractor. Is it the same tractor by the Wellfields? You're wilding out, sir. You're doing a lot. Let's see if we can take a next telephone call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. Next telephone call. Guys, please give me a call. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere for the family of Islands. 242-300-5720. Hit me up. 422-4796. Mr. Grant, if the old don't go, the young will never grow, bro. This is a text that's coming through. Right? It says, Howard, not guilty does not mean one is innocent of the charges. I'm not guilty. Okay, so if we are in the land of the living, let's just be very clear about something. If we are in the land of the living, I am not out here floating in the air. Amen? I am not some angelic being. You see these people play holier than thou and all. If we are in the land of the living, we are conscious. In our very clear understanding that we are in flesh. And we apply ourselves and must subject ourselves to the rules that exist in this realm. So talk to me. Let's be very clear. That's what life is about. Okay? Our existence and the ability to coexist with things that are unseen is because there are principles that govern every realm. This realm is governed by the proverbial Caesar. And we are to render to Caesar what is Caesar's. Amen? I can't even get an amen. So to say to me, if rules and regulations that are governed by this realm and Caesar distributes that in a stack of a constitution and identifies the subsectors of leadership in the country, legislative, executive, so forth and so on, and Shane Gibson goes through this process and is found not guilty, who are you or me to say that not guilty? Man, listen to me. Stop it. Stop it. You don't support the man. Let's just say that. But you ain't going to slather and lather in on his name. Not guilty is not guilty in this realm. I am not the oracle and I'm not the all-seeing eye. I'm not omnipotent and omnipresent. I don't know. We go and lend our strength and stand behind the decision that the courts make. Amen? Amen? Praise God. Amen. Let's be able to put it out there like that. Next text. So it said, for the last caller, we are tired of hearing political prostitutes. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. I'm not going to fight you, right? It says, say, I'm a Smith and we are first cousins. Okay, no problem. It's a text that's coming through. Guys, telephone call on the line. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
All I can say, you're right. We have a political system in this country that might have to change.
Mm-hmm.
But until then, we don't understand how this political system works.
Amen.
50 to 100 people in that constituency will have a voice on who they choose to vote, who they choose to elect.
Mm-hmm.
Not us two out here with random opinions and whatever. People should have a right, in my opinion, and the PLP has said they changed their constitution to allow for those branches to say, hey, we went to our constituents and this is who they want.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how the democracy works.
Mm-hmm.
But we understand how it works in this country, Howard. But what I would like to say, in all fairness, you know, those people are sitting in a position where they can evaluate the government after 2 years, and they already made their verdict on the previous government. Don't you think those people have a right to decide who they want to come on the ground?
Yeah.
They have a right.
Yeah.
You know, and I think they're owed that right to decide who they want to run for their party.
Yeah.
Who's it? Simple. You know, and if we could change the system and governance in this country to allow the public to have a voice, if I'm an FNM or if I'm a PLP, let me go to my branch and let me have a voice in who we send on the ground in our constituencies. I think we'll have a better democracy in this country.
I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. I agree with what you're saying. We would have a stronger democracy. We will have a more accessible, transparent democracy that actually lead to productive growth and development in the country. I do believe that. But I don't think that this is sort of the equipment that we're playing with. We play in basketball with the tennis ball, and we just staple up a crate on the wall. That's what we're doing. We practice in. We're still trying to be able to get our steps in. We're still trying to be able to find out how we could be able to mimic what we've been able to see on professional basketball in preparation to step into the game. But truly, truly, I don't know whether or not we're ready for the big boy action. Maybe it's because we're brainwashed. Maybe because the rhythm of PLP-FNM plays out in our minds. And we like to be able to see our party victorious beyond the victory of the liberation of the Bahamian people. Listen to me. I ain't come against Shane Gibson or Ricardo Grant as the potential front runner for the Free National Movement. I have no skin in the game. I only from West Grand Bahama and Bimini. If I'm impassioned, it's because I'd like to see growth and development in my constituency. And if I'm being absolutely honest with you, absolutely. If I'm being absolutely honest with you, and also very transparent, because my heart is in this. I feel so bad. And you know, people just don't love you. This is where I grow. This is all I know. 8 Mile Rock, West Grand Bahama, Bimini. West Grand Bahama more specifically. That's all I know. I know that place like the back of my hand. I could tell you where Holds is in the bush. We didn't ride that up and down. I could tell you where we used to be on the dump in Seagrape, in the back road, on the front road. Or we used to call it the back road, back seat. I could tell you this. I grew up there. And if I'm going to be absolutely honest with you, I don't think any of these candidates present the vision for the kind of growth and development that needs to happen in West Grand Bahama and Bimini. All I see this is a futile exercise in political malarkey. That's just, I don't want to just kind of dismiss this and say, you know, to hell with it. But no one, and then, you know, everybody genuflects to the concept and say, well, we haven't put Obadiah Woolscombe down as yet. We're going to be able to stop it. Your name in the hat, at least send something around to say this is the concepts and ideas. Let someone leak some concepts to say that this is what you'd like to do with West Grand Bahama. You're joking. You're all playing, man. And I got to sit here and commentate for this? I got to sit here and talk about what I believe you could do? You don't even know the constituency. You got 2 years. And then in 2 years, none of you could be able to prove to me anything. You can't. Because it could be a very strong position that persons that take the OV was there for some 17 years. And if we look at where we are in comparison to where the vision was cast for us to be, we fall short significantly. Pakeisha Parker sat in this particular position, lost 1 year, won 1 year. During the time that she lost, wasn't able to cast this sort of a vision when she got the opportunity, didn't execute. What are we saying? And I feel like every single constituency in this country says the same thing. Almost everyone. Let me be decent. Some of you are doing well. Exoma seem to be doing well right now. Let's be very clear with this. St. Barnabas, they showed their victorious position and posture and being able to give Shenandoah a next opportunity. Elizabeth is satisfied with some things that's going on. I feel like North Eleuthera is happy with some things in South Eleuthera. Let's be clear about these things. No one in Grand Bahama could be able to say that. Marco City, the one person that continues to exclaim what's happening in Marco City is Michael Pintard. There aren't many persons screaming at me about the great things that's happening there. I'm happy for what's happening there through the lens of the politician, but the community still cries out. And if you're saying to me that Shane Gibson could come in there with a magic wand, like Gandalf, what's his name? What's the wizard name? It's too much. It's too much. Are we going to be realistic or continue to be able to, you know, pitch these ideas of unicorns and rainbows being able to shoot out of the... Yeah, man, you got to stop this. What can Shane Gibson do? Do you believe that whatever check he get is going to be rested in Maroc? You need to stop. You think he can make this money for y'all? Let's be clear about this. When we're making decisions, let's do so sober-mindedly and try to find out concepts, ideas, vision, a path for the community. Give me something realistic. Listen. Over the next 2 years, I promise you I will give out 150 scholarships because I have these relationships. I'm going to do this. If young children come to me from West End and Bimini and they can produce boom, 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 I will provide them a scholarship. If not full on board, these are the people that are on my team that could assist with that. Okay, so there's education. You got that down. For the development concept, we've had relationships with this, this, and this. When I get on the ground, I'll identify the properties that are available that we can be able to access for development in these areas. Boom, boom, boom. We want to be able to empower those persons in those areas from the tourism sector that is failing in Grand Bahama significantly. We know that West Grand Bahama is the area that actually built Freeport. So the talent that exists, we'll create a talent pool. Come on, man, you're joking, man, because you don't know the area. You don't. And so you're going in there as a forerunner with politics on your mind, but not necessarily people on your mind. And these people are so broken, they only look at you as dollar signs. I have any more commercial breaks? I have to take a commercial? No? Okay, let's go through it. Let's see if we can read another text. How would you think OJ was guilty? Oh, Jesus God. I read a text the other day. Somebody said, they interviewed OJ. OJ said, man, I don't even stay in California no more. I'm afraid that if I go there, I'll be sitting next to the person who did it. I don't care what you say. OJ say he innocent. I'm not going to fight OJ, right? So it says, if the POE wants to be certain of a loss in the next upcoming general election, they will pit Shane Gibson in West End. Okay? Here we go. Here it is. This is good afternoon. The Davis administration has not sufficiently addressed any of the scandals over the past 2 years. Gibson is the poster boy of scandals. I can't reconcile the lack of accountability along with the Gibson 2.0. The PLP needs to be reminded that governments are voted out and not in. We have had a change in government over the past 5 election cycles. So it's not too far-fetched for a 6th. I can't help but feel that if Shane Gibson successfully receives the nomination for West End and Bimini, that I'm watching the demise of the PLP for the next general election cycle. This is heavy. And I don't know whether or not you say this from the perspective as a participant, as a supporter, as a member of the PLP, or if you're just being able to say this as an observer publicly. But this is heavy stuff. And I don't think that the PLP has sufficiently addressed any scandal over the past 2 administrations. I don't think that they have addressed any scandal over the past, the leadership that exists now, as a result of what we've been able to see, what initially started as a shuffle, after the House of Assembly prorogued, and it was a determination with great speculation publicly about what should happen from this particular point forward, North Abaco and in Carmichael, and the shuffle took place. North Abaco is not even mentioned, only separated from the office of the Prime Minister, as he remains Prime Minister in North Abaco. Huh? These speculations continue to exist and grow, mushroom, boom, 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 expand. Like the Marshmallow Man from Ghostbuster. You remember that? You remember Ghostbuster? This thing continues to expand. And the PLP averts its eyes. They avert their eyes. And we talked about this. In the space of decency, we said that the PLP thought with mimosas, champagne splashed with orange juice, excited as they continue to be able to tip their cups and say we did well and being able to reform this, the concept and ideas, we got them, baby. And then, boom, they gave us the soft reset, the shuffling. But this hard reset that came now is being able to put them through the lens and the eyes of scrutiny publicly. And I do not believe that this here, this pivot, which are you going to be able to use the preamble and the forerunner, this one for Obi. I don't believe that this election depicts what's going to happen in 2026. Now, y'all know better than me. Y'all are the senior men out here. But they may do this one for Obi. But when sobriety hit them, and that time of bereavement has left, there comes a time of reconciliation. And they must reconcile in 2026. If they don't make the decision of transparency, growth, and development for a constituency that deserves it, that deserves better from a government, listen to me, the PLP have an opportunity to win 5 seats in Grand Bahama if they make the right move today. They have to ask themselves very deeply if Shane Gibson is the right person. I don't care what the public speculation is. Fred Mitchell is on the right course. But it has to get deeper than that. And it doesn't have to spill out. It just has to be a decision that is made for Grand Bahama. Let the people of Grand Bahama, which is FNM country, see that you are committed to transformation, that this is a new day government. I keep saying, you're talking about new day, but you keep trying to do darkness in those shadows than the trees. Every time the sun rises, where those shadows, that's where the traditional PLP exists. And those shadows come out from the shadows. Come out and be transparent. I need to hear a vision for the people that I love. The constituency that I grew, where my family exists. I need to know that it's not just about jockeying for a position to be in the cabinet of the Bahamas, but for an opportunity to see real growth and development. No one has done that yet, including Ricardo Grant. No one. All I see is aspirants to get in the House of Assembly to articulate and say, my God, mama, I made it. You're like TP, and that's all you want to do. You want to sing about mama, I on TV. No one cares about that. What we care about is the growth and development that's happening in our constituency. Or lack thereof. Guys, that's the show today. I appreciate you. I appreciate the opportunity. I know you want to go deeper into these things and talk about it. You have all manner of politicians that can be able to talk to you about that. We're going to get deeper in it. Tomorrow is a time of solace and solitude. Tomorrow is a time that we're going to take to be able to listen to these various stories of the life that was Obadiah Wilshcombe. And I'm hoping through these stories that the PLP understands what Obi meant to West Grand Bahama. And this organization, who loves to put 2.0 on things, if you could find an Obi 2.01 that actually is committed to community, growth and development, and push forward with passion and tenacity, bring that person. Because these are some strong stories tomorrow. Guys, please tune in with us tomorrow. We're going to commemorate and commit ourselves to talking about the life that was Obadiah Wilshcombe right here on The Foundation. We thank you so very kindly for being able to tune in with us tomorrow. Today, we're going to see you tomorrow God Spirit. Guys, please give me a call, 827-0111, if you want to participate in anything that we're doing going forward. I thank you. I hope you have a beautiful day, and we'll see you tomorrow. God Spirit.
Foundation. Foundation.
The Foundation of Hearts Grants is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Grand Bahama News, Marco's Pizza, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, Popeyes, Mars Electric Motors, and Wendy's.
Foundation.